今天我们要跟大家思想约拿书。
Today we want to consider the book of Jonah。
当然我们过去已经开始跟大家一起看约拿书，不过今天我想一口气把整本约拿书看完。
Of course, we have started looking at the book of Jonah some time ago, but today I wish to go through the whole book of Jonah in one sitting.
所以我们要来思想整本约拿书的主题跟主要跟我们说的话。
And we want to think about what is the main theme of the book of Jonah and the message it has for us.
我们在圣经里面常常看到，刚才我们祷告的时候也提到一些经文。
And we often see this verse in the Bible, and in our prayers we use it.
这句话在约拿书里面也出现。
And this verse appears in the book of Jonah.
他说耶和华是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛的慈爱。
God is a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
所以我们讲到神的爱非常的大。
And we speak of the great love of God.
请问神的爱有多大？
But how great is God's love?
神的恩典有多大？
How great is God's grace?
神的怜悯有多大？
And how merciful exactly is God?
世界上有没有一种罪，神的慈爱怜悯没有办法遮盖？
Is there a kind of sin in the world that God's mercy and grace cannot cover?
有吗？
Is there?
有吗？有没有一种罪，神的爱没有办法，没有能力可以遮盖？
Is there a sin that is beyond God's power to cover?
很多时候我们在想神的慈爱、神的恩典有多大的时候，我们很难想象。
Very often as we speak about the greatness of God's love and mercy, it is actually beyond our imagination.
最近在沙地阿拉伯或者说在土耳其出现一件事情，就是有一个沙地阿拉伯的记者拜去这个领事馆的时候，在他领事馆里面被杀。
Recently, there was an incident where a Saudi Arabian national who was a journalist, he was murdered at the consulate in Turkey.
我们大家都很惊讶，在一个国家，很可能我们不知道实情，不过。听说有一个他有一个录音发现他进去之后，这个记者是跟政府不跟政府很不喜欢的人，结果他在那边被杀，被录音了，而且被解体这个非常残忍的一件事情。
We do not know the full details of what happened, but apparently a recording, an audio recording was actually revealed that this man, this journalist who is critical of the Saudi Arabian government, when he was in the consulate in Turkey, he was murdered, and after that he was dismembered, and there was an audio recording of his screams and shouts.
所以这个非常残忍 gruesome 非常恶劣的这种情形底下呢，杀害他或者下令杀害他的人有没有可能可以被神赦免？
And in such a gruesome murder, though culprits have committed such a heinous crime, can they ever be forgiven by God?
有可能吗？
Is it possible?
如果神要你去传福音给这个人，让他悔改，你愿不愿意去？
If God wants you to preach the gospel to the murderer and ask him to repent, are you willing to do that?
神要赦免他，免去他的罪，你肯不肯去做这件事情？
God wants to forgive his sins, but are you willing to deliver the message?
我们也听说在非洲有这个 Boko Haram, 他们抓了很多几百个少女，然后呢然后叫他们做很多肮脏污秽，而且杀人，很多我们不敢提的事情。
And we also read of the organization, the terrorist organization in Africa, the Boko Haram, who actually kidnapped hundreds of women and make them do all kinds of things that we do not even want to mention here.
这些人如果神说叫你去传福音给他，因为神要赦免他，你去不去？
For such people, should God send you there and preach the gospel to them that they might repent, will you go?
你认为神可以赦免他吗？你是认为神应该赦免他吗？你认为你要把福音传给他吗？
Do you think God should forgive them? Do you think you want God to forgive them? And do you want to share the gospel with them?
我们好像很难做这件事情，对不对？
We will find great difficulty in doing such a deed.
或许我们的菲律宾朋友就知道阿布萨亚。
And our brethren from the Philippines will know very clearly about Abu Sayyaf.
因为他们做了很多很糟糕的事情，把人头砍下来，然后给示众。如果神要你去传福音给他，神要赦免他，你去不去？
They have done terrible things and they behead people. And if God sends you to preach the gospel to them, are you willing?
So how big is your God? 神，你的神有多大？
How big exactly is your God?
我们讲、哦、我们的神很大，我们神很伟大，我们神很荣耀，我们的神可以吗？你去吗？
And we say our God is great, our God is glorious and is merciful, but are you willing to go?
很多年前我在美国的时候，有一对夫妇来找我们辅导。
Many years ago, when I was in the United States, there was a couple who came to us for counseling.
那么那个妻子死都不原谅她的丈夫。
The wife.Did not want to forgive the husband.
那么他去找过很多人辅导，很多牧师辅导过他，他还是不肯。啊，他们最终来找到我。
And they went for counseling with many different pastors. Finally, they came to me.
然后我说到底什么事情？他说这个妻子怎么样都不肯原谅他的丈夫。
And I asked them what happened for the wife to be so unwilling to forgive the husband.
然后他就告诉我这个故事。
And so she told me this story.
这个太太呢不会讲英文，她是从中国来的。她去中国去见她的丈夫。那么在她刚刚到的时候，其实她的丈夫先去中国，而去美国。她后来因为有了身孕，那么去了美国，在美国生产。
And the wife does not know English. They were both from China. The husband first went to the United States, and when the wife was pregnant, she went to the United States as well.
在她生产的那一天，生产过后呢，她的丈夫听见她的母亲，就是她的婆婆，跟她讲一些东西之后呢，她把这个刚刚生产出来的一个小女婴。然后跟他的妈妈一起分开，然后把他推出去，然后叫警察来把他拖去这个关在这个不算是监牢，这个看养的地方三个月，不能够看这个孩子，他一句英文都不用讲，他求告无门。
And so what happened was one day after the wife gave birth to her newborn child, the husbandListen to his mother, and for whatsoever reason, the husband called the cops to arrest his wife, and she was put in a detention center, separated from her newborn daughter for 3 months, and she does not speak any English at all. For 3 months, she could not even find a place to launch a plea.
如果你是他的话呢，你来到一个新的地方。刚刚生下孩子，离开丈夫，把你关在一个地方，什么人都不认识，又不会讲英语，什么都不会，跟谁讲都不通的时候呢，你心里面有多么痛苦，多么难过，你求告无门的时候呢，三个月你会觉得怎么样？
If you were that lady who just came to USA and after giving birth to your newborn baby, you are forcefully separated from the babyand thrown into a detention center for 3 months without being able to communicate with anyone, how would you feel? You would be so terrible.
我看了很可能有些人已经自杀了。
I think some people might have already taken their own lives.
当然感谢主，后来那个误解，那个 misunderstanding, 那些就那个误解全部解决了。他回来了之后呢，他那从那个开始，他一直不能够原谅他的丈夫。
But of course, in the end, the misunderstanding was settled, and the husband brought her home. But from that moment on, she could not forgive her husband.
如果是你，你可以原谅你的丈夫吗？
If you were her, would you forgive your husband?
他说我去跟所有的牧师讲，牧师说原谅他吗？你谈得很容易，我没有公义吗？
And she said to me, I have spoken to so many pastors. they just tell me that I should forgive my husband. Should there not be any justice?
他说我受了这么多苦，我多么痛苦，多么难过，多么没有人知道我的感受，你就是一句话赦免他，我就赦免了吗？
She said, I suffered so much grievance and all you need to tell me is one word, forgive, and should I just forgive like that?
请问他可以被赦免吗？
Can he be forgiven?
你如果是他，你会赦免你的丈夫吗？
If you were that woman, would you forgive the husband?
很难是不是？
It's difficult, isn't it?
非常难，对不对？
It's extremely difficult.
所以约拿书就是在讲这件事情。
The book of Jonah is addressing this issue.
这个约拿书是一个非常特别的一本书。
The book of Jonah is a very special book.
让我先介绍一下约拿书。
And let me first give you an introduction of
约拿书是十二小先知书的一种。
And the book of Jonah is within the 12 minor prophets.
如果你看你的目录，圣经的目录的话呢，你会看到目录的最后几本书呢都是先知书。
If you look at the content page of your Bible, you will find that the last few books of the Old Testament are all the prophets.
所以这个小先知书呢就在后面。
And the minor prophets are belonging to the end of the Old Testament.
或许你说我对旧约不熟悉。
And you might say that I'm not familiar with the Old Testament.
我们教会呢最近特别有旧约热，所以大家都在读旧约。
Our church is right now having a Old Testament fever, so we're all reading the Old Testament.
所以基本上我给你一个比较概括性的整个旧约的概念。
And let me just give you a brief overview or survey of the Old Testament.
整个旧约呢，基本上就是先神先讲创造。
And the whole of the Old Testament begins with creation.
那么讲了创造，他就讲他列祖，就是这些亚伯拉罕啊，这些列祖。
And then it tells us about the patriarchs like Abraham, Isaac.
然后呢，他就有个王国，就是有统一王国跟分裂王国。
And then there was the kingdom of Israel with the United Kingdom and then the divided kingdom.
然后我们就来到先知书，就是我们讲的这些先知书。
And then we come to the prophets.
那么简单的一个非常简单一个基本的概念，讲到创世纪的时候呢，创造的时候我们基本上讲三件事情，一个呢我们讲大件事情，神的创造在伊甸里面创造，当然伊甸里面蛇来引诱夏娃等等，然后有洪水，然后有巴别塔，三件最重要的事情。
And in Genesis, in the creation accounts, there are three major events there, the Garden of Eden, where God created Adam and Eve, and when the serpent came and tempted Eve and they fell, then there was a flood, and of course the Tower of Babel.
那么来到列祖的时候呢，我们基本上记得几个人的名字就行了。第一呢，就是讲到亚当，神创造亚当。第二呢，就是有洪水，就是挪亚。然后呢，就过了之后呢，我们就有这个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟约瑟。接下来呢，就是摩西跟约书亚。只要你记得这几个人呢，整本这个摩西五经你就搞定了。
And then when it comes to the patriarchs, you just need to remember a few characters here, and you would know the five books of Moses. So starting from Adam and then to Noah when the flood occurred, and of course Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, following with Moses and Joshua.
这些人只要你大概记得这些人，你就知道他的时间表。
If you remember all these names, you will roughly know the timeline.
那么就来到这个列王记上下，这个历代志上下呢，基本上就分成两个，撒母耳记上下，这边就是分成统一王国或者这个分裂王国。
And then we come to the Kings and the Chronicles, where it describes for us the United Kingdom under Saul and David and Solomon, and then the divided kingdom.
当然，统一王国就是包括神呼召以扫、大卫，然后我们这个结果他们分裂之后呢，有南国跟北国，南国有19个王，北国也有19个王，再加上一个女的，所以20个，基本上是这样。
And of course, God called Saul and David and Solomon, but later on the kingdom split into the northern and the southern kingdom. In the southern kingdom, there were 19 kings. In the northern kingdom, there were also 19 kings with one female king. So altogether, there were 20.
那么来到先知书的时候，就分大小先知书。
And then we come to the prophets, where there are the major prophets and the minor prophets.
如果你看你的这个圣经的目录，前四本先知书呢，就是大先知书，因为它是大，这意思说它的 篇幅很长。
And if you look at the content page of the Bible, it begins with the four major prophets because of the length of those books.
那么接下来讲完大先知，就出现了十二个小先知书。
And after the major prophets comes the 12 minor prophets.
如果你看你的圣经的话呢，这个小先知书呢，从何西亚书到西番雅，我们这个是被掳前，他们还没有亡国之前，他们这些是先知在那边服侍，向他们，向用神通过他们向以色列人说话。
And again, looking at your content page, Hosea to Zephaniah are the minor prophets that preached before Israel was sent into exile.
那么当然被掳之后呢，归回呢就三本，所以最后面哈该、撒加利亚、马拉基就三本，其他的都是被掳前，基本上这样分，你大概心目中就有。
And then we have the Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, which were written after the exile. So with such a survey, you should have a good view of the Old Testament.
那么约拿书呢，就叫做先知书。
The book of Jonah is also a prophet.
但是这一本先知书又不像先知书。
But yet, this book that is called a minor prophet is not having the same structure as the other prophets.
这个先知书很特别，为什么呢？这个先知书里面只有一句话是先知要讲的话，其他的都不是先知的话，是先知的故事。
And that's because books of the prophets usually would be recording the words of the prophet, but in the book of Jonah, there is just one sentence, which is the words of a prophet, but the rest of the whole book is about the prophet himself, a story about the prophet.
所以我们怎么样研究这本书呢？其实呢，这本书要当作是 narrative, 当作是叙述文来研究，而不是当作先知书来研究。
How should we actually understand this book? We need to treat it as a narrative rather than a prophecy.
因为这本书里面呢有四章，这个四章在我的圣经只有两页，总共有四十八节，就是这么短的一句一个，其实里面所包含的就是故事，而不是先知所讲的话。
This is a very short book, four chapters spanning over two pages and 48 verses. And most of it is the narrative of a story rather than the words of a prophet.
所以当我们研究的时候，我们要从叙述文、故事性去研究它。
So when we look at this book, we need to approach it from the perspective of a narrative.
很多人对这个约拿书有很多的这个不同的意见。
Many people have different views on this book.
到底这本书是真实的故事呢，还是虚构的故事呢？这个人有没有办法真的在大鱼的肚子里面生存呢？
Is this a real historical event or is this just some kind of fiction? Because how can a man survive in the belly of a big fish?
因为你讲到约拿书的时候，大家都知道，哎呀，约拿的故事我知道，有一个约拿被大鱼吞了，然后不死，然后跑出来，哇，大家都孩子都知道这个故事。
And we know this story very well, especially children from Sunday school. They know that there's a man, Jonah, who was swallowed by a fish, and 3 days later he came out of that fish and he did not die.
那么很多不信圣经的人就说，这个怎么可能？怎么会有这件事情？
And of course, unbelievers would say that this is impossible.
但是直到1800多年前呢、不是，就是1800年那个时代呢，曾经有人啊被鲸鱼吞了之后呢，因为他们出去抓鱼的时候有两条船，有一条船翻覆了之后人不见了，但是隔一天他们把这条鲸鱼抓出来之后，里面发现肚子里面打开那个人在里面。
But in the 1800s, it was recorded that there were fishermen going out to fish, and one of the boats capsized, and one of the men was swallowed by a whale. They actually caught the whale 2 days later, slaughtered the whale, and found the man inside.
结果那个人没有死。
And the man was alive.
从此之后就说，约拿故事是真的了。
And from then onwards, people realized that what was recorded in the book of Jonah is true.
当然我要问你， 你需要 science， 要科学证明你才相信圣经，还是你相信神的话，不管科学怎么说。
But of course, I want to ask you, do you need science to prove the Bible to you before you believe it, or do you start by believing the Bible and ignoring science?
啊，这个就是你自己需要向神回答。
And this is the question that you need to answer yourself.
但是这个鱼，这个大被这个。愿哪被大鱼吞，这个是小事情，但这个不是一个最主要的关键。
But the real issue here is not Jonah being swallowed by a fish.
因为这本书是有一个很高超的文艺表现手法，它的文学造诣非常高的一本书。
Because the literary structure of this book is profound.
而且呢，这一本书呢，其实我说我们叫做在文学界里面呢，叫做这个。讽刺文学。
And when we describe this as in literature, it will be described as a satire or irony.
因为他不断地问一些问题，然后呢，他讲的答案，你的答案应该是自己反省，原来你不是这样的人。
Because there are many questions without answers, and the answers is meant to come from you.And making you realize what kind of person you are.
当然我们不是在上课，不过我还是给大家看一看。这个就是应该在叙述文研究的时候呢，我们要看这几个方向。
Even though we are not having a lesson here, but I still want to point out this very important thing to us.
当我们研究这个故事的时候呢，我们必须要看它的场景，我们要看它情节的发展，我们要看它的人物的描写，然后呢，我们要看它的主题怎么样发挥。
When we are looking at the narrative, we need to pay attention to the setting and the plot and the characters and the theme.
那么最通常呢，这个故事呢不给你答案，你要自己把答案从心里面回答神要你回答的问题。
And very often in such a narrative, the answers are not given, and this is meant to evoke an emotional response from the reader, which is you.
所以看约拿书的时候，他没有给你答案，因为其实约拿书里面有很多问题。起初呢，约拿很多问题，到后来呢，是神问约拿很多问题，约拿没有回答。到底应该怎么回答呢？你自己向神说。
There are many questions throughout the book of Jonah. At the beginning, Jonah had many questions, but towards the end, God was the one asking the questions. But no answers are given because the answers are meant to come from you. How would you respond to God?
所以我们很快的说，这一个刚才已经提到，这个是一个叙述文。
And we already mentioned that this book is really a narrative.
但是这本书呢，最主要的呢，就是约拿跟神这两个是最主要的主角。
And the main characters are Jonah and God.
像我们要问约拿是谁
？Then who's Jonah?
约拿到底圣经里面，其实圣经里面提到约拿不多。
Actually, the Bible makes very few mentions of Jonah.
那么如果你看你的圣经的话，你打开约拿书第一章第一节说，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来，你往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶大到我的面前。约拿起来就逃往他斯躲避耶和华，下到约珀遇见一条船往他斯去，他就坐船。做了上就给了船架，上了船，又与船上的人同往他斯躲避耶和华。
And if you read the first three verses of Jonah, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish.So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord.
其实这个故事是非常精彩的。
Actually, this is an exciting story.
因为故事一开始的时候总是要布局啊，慢慢讲。它一开始就出现一个很激烈的转弯。为什么呢？神的话临到先知，先知就把神的话告诉以色列人，就完了嘛。但是先知的话一临到这个先知，先知听到神的话，立刻逃跑。
And this paints an exciting turn of events at the beginning. When Jonah received the word of God, he did not just deliver the word of God and that was the end of the story. No, the setting is being developed. That's how Jonah decided to run away from the Lord.
哇，这个神的话临到约拿，要约拿做事，约拿听到神的话了，他马上转身就逃跑了。
When the word of God came to Jonah, instead of performing what God asked him to do, he turned around and he fled.
我们听故事的，哎呀，到底发生什么事情？
And of course, we are the audience. We might be wondering what's happening.
这个约拿到底是谁？
Who is Jonah?
他是神的先知，为什么不传讲神的话？
He is the prophet of God. Why does he not want to preach the word of God?
我不是告诉你这一本书是讽刺文学吗？
Did I not tell you that this is a satire?
这个是 it's an irony. 他做的东西跟他讲的东西完全不一样的。
It's an irony and a satire because whatever the deeds and the speech are different.
你看他说耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子，亚米泰是什么意思？
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. What's the meaning of Amittai?
亚米泰就是忠诚之子。
Amittai means loyalty, so he's the son of loyalty.
哇，你约拿是忠诚之子，结果他不忠诚。
He's the son of loyalty, but he's not loyal.
你神的话来，他不听话，他跑了。
When the word of God came, instead of obeying, he fled.
那么约拿这个字呢，原本的意思就是鸽子的意思。
Jonah, or the original word actually means a dove.
这个鸽子是代表什么呢？鸽子是代表和平。
And dove represents peace.
神要传和平，要神要跟人有和平，他却不传和平，赶快跑，不要人与神和平，他死都不要。
God wants him to preach peace because God wants peace between himself and men, but this man did not want peace and he ran.
而且你知道在旧约里面献祭呢有一种祭叫做 peace offering 或者这个平安祭，平安祭如果你没有钱的话可以献鸽子，所以你献鸽子的意思是献平安祭，以神平安了或者跟人平安了，他就偏偏不是，他逃走了。
And in the Old Testament there's one offering that's called a peace offering. It's for people who are poor, they could offer doves as a peace offering, butInstead of offering this peace offering, Jonah fled again.
等一下，我再跟大家讲，他逃跑的时候，这个水手，这个船遇见他逃跑上船的时候呢，在船上遇到风浪的时候呢，水手把约拿这个鸽子当作献祭了，献给神，就平静浪去，很有意思。
And it is really full of rich in meaning when the Jonah was on board the ship and they met with a storm. So when the sailors cast the Jonah overboard, they were actually, it signifies the sacrifice of this peace offering to God.
这个就是把鸽当着鸽子献上去。
And they were casting Jonah off the ship as if they were offering a dove as peace offering.
当然在何西亚书提到这个鸽子的时候呢，是讲到这个鸽子很盼望得到安息。不过我们现在看到这个约拿这个鸽子呢，却逃跑不要安息。
And of course from the book of Hosea we also know that a dove represents rest, but here we have this dove which is Jonah not wanting rest and he was fleeing.
所以我们看到这个故事背景呢，第一呢它是叙述文，第二它是约拿跟神的故事，第三呢它的背景是什么呢？它原来是活在这个耶罗波安的那个时代里面。
So we already said that this book is actually a narrative with Jonah and God as the main characters, and the setting of this book, the background is during the reign of Jeroboam.
So Jeroboam 应该是接替以利沙、以利亚、以利沙做先知的。
And Jeroboam is the king after Elijah and Elisha.
Prophet, 就是他是接替以利亚跟以利沙做当时的先知。
Jonah, I'm sorry, is actually the prophet after Elijah and Elisha.
所以在当时候列王记下十四章二十五节里面提到一件事情。
And in 2 Kings 14:25 mentions an event.
你知道吗？约拿是一个很有名的先知啊。
Jonah was a famous prophet.
因为耶罗波安当时候他不是一个好的王，但是呢，这个约拿呢就去预言说，你将来打胜仗，把整个以色列国建立起来，所以他的预言成为事实，他是一个预言成功而且实现的一个很大的先知，所以他很出名。
Jeroboam was a bad king, but Jonah prophesied that Jeroboam will be victorious in battle, and whatever he prophesied came to pass. So he prophesied victory and there was victory.
所以现在这个很有名的先知听到神的话逃跑，为什么呢？
So because of that, Jonah was a famous prophet, but now after receiving the word of Lord, he fled. Why?
这个就是我们读看故事就是很紧张，为什么一个先知，神的先知不讲先知的话却要逃跑呢？
And here we find that we want to pay attention to the plot. Why did the prophet of God not want to preach the word of God, but fled instead?
原来呢，有可能一种呢，因为这个越来害怕，不敢去尼尼城，因为尼尼城是一个刚才讲到阿布沙亚也好，博格哈罗也好，是那一种人呐、啊。
And one possibility is that Jonah might be fearful because we mentioned about the Boko Haram and also the Abu Sayyaf. The people of Nineveh were like people like this.
Nineveh 城当时候就是叙利亚的这个当时候的叙利亚的这个首都。
Nineveh was the capital of Syria at that point of time.
他们是出了名残忍的。
They were famous for their cruelty.
他们可以把人头割下来，然后呢堆积如山。
They cut off the heads of their enemies and piled their heads up like mountains.
要活活生生的把那个皮扒出来。
And they skinned their opponents alive.
他要让全世界知道他们有多么残忍，这个就是尼尼微。
And they were proud to show the world how cruel they were.
所以当尼尼微神的话临到先知叫他去尼尼微城讲的话呢，他赶快跑。
So it is likely a possible reason that when Jonah heard the word of God to go there, he fled.
有些人说他怕尼尼微城，怕他们的残忍。
Some people say that maybe Jonah was afraid of their cruelty.
我想不是。
I think not.
因为神要他去传福音，不是要传福音。他告诉神要审判你们的。
Actually, God wanted him to go there and preach judgment to them.
所以到底为什么呢？我们待下回分解。
So what's the reason? We will tell you next time.
不是 next time, the later part.
In the later part.
那么我们看一下它的场景，它的情节。
Let's look at the plot now.
这边有七个情节。
There are seven scenes.
什么叫做情节呢？
What are the plot? What's the meaning of plot?
如果你看故事呢，通常都有这个结构。
If you look at a story, there is always such a structure.
它的情节发展总是有这个结构的。
And how the plot is developed is always following the same structure.
开始是平这个正常状况，然后碰见问题，然后呢就出现行动，然后就行动碰到这个遇到高潮，然后又回到平静。
And at the beginning, everything is normal, but then there will be a problem followed by a rising action. And then it reaches the climax of the story before the falling action back to normal again.
我们看约拿书的时候，他碰到问题，他一开始都平静，神的话临到之后，他突然间跑，问题来了，为什么他跑？然后他跑了之后怎么办？神就兴起风浪，你看到这个一个接一个的，他的故事就来了。
So in the beginning of the book of Jonah, everything was normal until the word of God came to Jonah, and then came the problem because Jonah fled. And all the rising actions with the storm coming, etc., etc., we see how it reaches the climax.
所以我们现在要讲故事。
So now we're going to tell you a story.
这个故事到底是怎么讲呢？
How will we tell this story?
基本上你看约拿可以四章分成两段。
And the book of Jonah can be divided into two portions.
前面第一章神的话临到约拿，那么约拿的反应。第二章、第三章神的话临到约拿，约拿的反应就这样。
And the first section we can see God's word coming to Jonah and his reaction. The second section we can see again God's word coming to Jonah and his reaction again.
但是如果你看得仔细一点
，But if you go into the details，
你会发现呢。第一部分呢，神的话临到约拿，那么约拿不顺服，然后结果神兴起了波浪，他结果被鱼吞了，他在鱼肚子里面祷告，这是第一部分。第二部分呢，神又再来给约拿第二次的呼召，给他第二次的机会，他这一次顺服了，顺服之后呢，他去完成神的工作之后呢，他又不高兴了，他又在向神祷告，那么最后呢，神就给他的答案，这个就是整个他的结构就是这样。
And if we look at the structure in a little bit more detailed fashion, we'll find that the book starts with Jonah's call and his reaction to flee. Then he was met with a storm at sea because of his disobedience. And after that, we find him praying in the fish. And come the second part where he is called again and his reaction, this time he obeys and goes to Nineveh. But after preaching there, he is unhappy and he prays to God again. Finally, we find God's question to Jonah.
好了，现在我们故事现在才刚刚开始。
And this is the beginning of the story.
所以刚才讲到神的话领导这个约拿，那么约拿呢，神叫他去尼尼微，才附近而已，他却逃跑要去他斯，他是在西班牙最远的地方，当时候最远的地方就是他斯，他就要逃呢这么远去。
God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh, and that was a short distance away. But he boarded a ship and fled in the opposite direction to the extreme of Spain, which is at Tarshish. It is very, very far away.
所以他就在逃避神。
He was escaping God.
结果神做什么呢？
And what did God do?
神就兴起大风了。
God raised a storm.
所以呢，我首先刚才看到的第一点呢，就是 逃避的先知，神的话领导先知，先知就在逃避， 他要逃避 the presence of God， 他要逃避神的同在。
So first we see that the prophet is running away, he's running away from the presence of God.
那么接下来4到16节是他就逃的时候呢，他逃往他斯去的时候呢，神就兴起波浪， 大风大浪呢，把这个船要倾覆这条船。
But in his journey to flee from the presence of the Lord on the ship, God raised a storm and caused the ship to almost capsize.
你看你的圣经,
Look at your Bible.
第四节,
Verse 4.
他说, 然而耶和华使海中的起大风, 海就疯狂大作, 甚至船几乎破坏, 水手就惧怕, 个人求自己的神, 等等。
But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, etc.
所以在这边你会发现，这个先知，神要告神的话，领导先知听到神的话，赶快躲避耶和华，不顺服他逃跑。他逃跑的时候，说坐一条船要去他斯，那么神就兴起大浪。 这个风浪是因为约拿不听从神的话，所以他逃跑的时候，神就通过这个大浪来对付约拿。
And of course we know that after the word of God came to him, he disobeyed and he fled and went the opposite direction. So God sent this great wind and storm is to have it against Jonah.
那么这些水手都起来赶快求告神，因为害怕船要沉了。 这个水手就是，如果来到水手害怕的时候呢，这个真的是很危险的时候。
And for the sailors or the mariners to be afraid, it must be a great, great storm.
所以这些水手赶快就求啊，求祷告，因为已经没有办法了。然后就找到底是谁，结果找到这个约拿，他们自谦呢，就找到约拿，是不是你？你到底是谁？这边有一句很重要的话，在这里呢，你看，在第。 第八节，这里他说你是从哪里来的？你是哪一国人？你是哪一族人？然后说，然后在第十节你做了什么事情
？And so they all cried out to their different gods, and they cast lots, and the lots fell on Jonah. Then we read on in verse 8, tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? What people are you? In verse 10, what is this that you have done?
如果我们在这里不是学这个学解经学，如果从解经学看，这边是一个有一个 pattern， 有一个模式，这个叫做交错模式，就 chiastic pattern。这边看到呢，它的中心点是什么呢？ 这边中心点就是神兴起波浪呢，约拿一句话都没有说，到最后呢，他通过水手来问这个约拿，你到底是谁？你做了什么事情？是神说，你告诉我你是谁？你做什么？你到底是什么身份？你为什么在这边？
And of course we are not doing a hermeneutics class here, but if we just get into a little bit of the details here, there is a chiastic pattern here when God actually, through the sailors, is questioning Jonah, who are you and what have you done? What are you supposed to be doing?
难道神不知道吗?
Does God not know?
当然神知道.
Of course God knows.
神要提醒约拿, 你是谁? 你在做什么?
But God is reminding Jonah, do you know who you are? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing?
你看第九节,
look at verse 9.
他说我是希伯来人, 我是敬畏耶和华的, 创造沧海苍天的神, 你没有注意到, 我是犹太人, 犹太人不敬畏犹太人的神, 然后我是敬畏神, 你敬畏吗? 你在逃跑, 你哪里有敬畏神? 然后他说我是敬拜那个创造沧海, 啊, 你的神是创造海, 你还跑进去海。 你不知道吗?烦吗?所以这个就是讽刺嘛,你看到吗?
Verse 9, and he said to them, I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, but he is not exactly fearing the Lord, because he fled from the presence of the Lord, and he is fleeing on a ship, and he continues saying, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land, and what on earth is he trying to do fleeing on a ship where he knows God made the seas? So that's the tire or irony.
所以这个呢就是一个很讽刺，你到底在 make up your mind， 想想你在做什么？你到底是谁？你是神的先知，不讲神的话；你是敬畏神的神，不又不敬畏神。到底你到底是干什么的
？And this is really actually irony trying to wake Jonah up, and he claims to be a Hebrew, worships God, and he claims to fear the Lord, yet he flee from God, so what on earth is he trying to do?
所以神通过这个事情提醒约拿，你想想你到底是谁，你的什么身份，为什么你做这件事情？
So through this event, God is reminding Jonah who he is and what are you doing?
这样约拿听不听呢？
And did Jonah obey?
约拿死都不听。
No, he refused to.
为什么呢？他说，他讲完之后他说， 你们还是把我丢在海里面吧，你把他丢在海里面就平静了。所以他你把他丢在海里面，我说我死我也不要去，所以他们就把他丢在海里面。你看到吗？死到临头还是不可以，他还是不听从。
He told the sailors to pick him up and hurl him into the sea. What he is saying is, I'd rather die here, I'd rather drown than to do what God has told me to do.
所以他死都不肯听神的话。
He refused to obey God even upon death.
结果那些水手就把他抓起来丢在海里面了。但是水手很怕，一直在尝试，我们还是靠想办法嘛，因为要保住这个约拿的性命。 但是还是不行的时候，没有办法，他祷告说，神啊，不关我的事啊，是他不听话，所以还是把他丢下去吧，丢下去你保住我们的生命吧，啊，他就把他丢下去，结果他还是平静了。
And of course, we know that the sailors initially refused to do that. They wanted to save Jonah's life, but in the end, they realized that whatever they try is not useful, so they finally cast him overboard, and in doing so, they prayed to God and asked God for forgiveness. And of course, after that, the storm was stilled, and their lives were preserved.
当然，我们就知道接下来呢，这个神把这个约拿丢进大海的时候呢，第二章呢，他就被一条大鱼吞噬了。第17节。
And in chapter 2, verse 17, he was swallowed up by a fish.
所以你没有注意到一件事情，我说这个是一个讽刺文学。
And please remember, I said this is irony or satire.
因为先知不传讲先知的话,
a prophet who does not want to prophesy.
水手呢是一个不信主的人，他各自求各自的神。 结果呢，水手敬拜了神，先知却不敬拜神。你看到吗？
The mariners or the sailors who all had their own gods, they prayed to their own gods initially, but at the end they all feared the Lord Yahweh, and these are idol worshippers who turn to God, yet the prophet of God ran away.
你有没有发现到，神要他传福音，把神的信息传福音给这个尼尼微城，他不肯去。其实他知道心里知道神一定赦免他的，所以不去。他竟然不顾忌尼尼微城这么多人的生命，但是这些不信的人却顾惜他一个人的生命。
And Jonah was sent to preach to Nineveh. He refused to go because he knew God was merciful and God will forgive them when they repent. So Jonah did not want to go there because he did not want them to be saved. He did not want the thousands of people there to be saved. And yet here we find the sailors, unbelievers, who want to save his one life.
所以这个随手爱惜越拿的生命，越拿却不爱惜几千几百万的人的生命。
And here we find the sailors, they treasured Jonah's life, yet Jonah did not treasure the lives of hundreds of thousands of people.
那么越拿不传福音给这些水手，这个福音呢，还是传到水手，水手还是敬拜神。你看到吗？这个是很奇怪的事情。
Jonah did not even preach the word of God to the sailors, and yet in the end, the sailors all believe in God, and is that not a strange event?
这个是非常讽刺性的。
This is full of irony.
当然这些事情结果呢，我们把越拿逃到逃到他是呢，叫做无处可逃这一段圣经。
And Jonah was running away, but there was nowhere to run.
那么当然来到第二章的时候呢，就是我们的第三点，那就越拿被鱼吞噬的时候。 人家讲我们中国还有句话，不见棺材不流泪。你给我下去吧。他在鱼的肚子里面，哇，太辛苦的时候，他才求到神。And
then he was swallowed up by a fish, and there's a Chinese saying that man will not shed a tear until he comes face to face with a coffin. And so this Jonah, until he was swallowed up by a fish, would he now pray to God?
所以他在鱼肚子里面的时候，他大概那个鱼。
And I believe it must have a great stench.
那么，因为这个第二章是，如果你仔细看，约拿的祷告是一个诗篇。
If you look carefully at chapter 2, Jonah's prayer is actually a psalm.
如果你仔细研究诗篇呢，诗篇的结构非常重要。
If you study the Psalms, you will find that the structure of the Psalms are very important.
我简单说一说，你看第二章第一到第二节是约拿的祷告。
And let's look at this briefly. Chapter 2 verses 1 to 2 is Jonah's prayer.
第九节也是祷告。
Verse 9 is also a prayer.
所以这个又是一个交错式的这个结构。
And this again is a theistic structure.
第三节他说，你神把我丢进，这个就是神放弃我。其实你看第八节他说，其实这些人这些不信主的人放弃神，所以这边是讲到谁放弃谁。
And verse 3, you cast me into the deep, that's speaking about God forsaking Jonah, but in verse 8 talks about people who forsake God.
那么来到第四节的时候，你看到他提到圣殿。
And verse 4 is about the temple.
第七节也提到圣殿。
And so is verse 7.
所以来到这个交错式的结构的中间才是他最重要的信息，是说我要死了，我在这个被这个深渊捆住，然后呢，我被地的门关住。他说他在求神的意思。
And in a theistic structure, the middle portion is always the main, the most important part. So coming to verses 5 and 6, that's the most important part. The waters closing over to take my life, and the deep surrounded me, weeds were wrapped around my head, at the roots of the mountains, I went down to the land. And all this is talking about Jonah coming to face death, and he suddenly cries out to God.
真正要死的时候，他才求告神。
Only when he was really about to die did he call out to God.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有在逃跑。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know whether you are fleeing.
你是不是在逃避神？
Are you fleeing from the presence of God? I do not know. Only you know.
神可能要你做一件事情，神可能要你去一个地方，神可能要你服侍他，我不知道。 但是呢，你是不是在逃跑？你不断逃，我告诉你，你怎么样逃都没有办法逃出他的掌控，因为他是主权的神。
Maybe God wants you to go somewhere. Maybe God wants you to preach or say some things, and you do not want to do that. I do not know, but you might be fleeing from the presence of the Lord. But let me tell you, you have nowhere to run because God is in absolute control.
所以你这无处可逃的，你如果逃，我劝你还是回头吧，顺服吧，因为你不要等到越南像下到鱼的肚子里面，临死的时候才说抓住我吧。
And I plead with you to turn back to God. Do not flee because you really have nowhere to run. Do not end up like Jonah when you are just about to die. Would you turn back to God?
其实我们都有很多经验，我们就是要这样来到没有办法的时候才来到这个来到这个角落头的时候说主啊主啊我投降吧，你赢，在只有在这个时候你经历许多的沧桑许多的痛苦，来到最后的时候你才说主啊我现在投降。
I believe that many of us will have this experience that we will only surrender when forced by God into a corner.
但是你没有注意到，当约拿违背神的时候，他连他的水手都连累到，你知道吗？当你违背神的时候，你周围的人也很危险的，因为你的错误，他们可能也受伤害。
And in fact, when Jonah disobeyed God, he almost brought harm to the entire ship of mariners.And do you know that when you are disobeying God, you will also be hurting the people around you?
当然，我们顺服神的时候，我们就把神的祝福临到我们在我们周围的人。
And of course, when we obey God, we will bring God's blessing to the people around us as well.
所以在这个时候呢，约拿求告神。
So at this point, Jonah prayed to God.
神就垂听他。
And God listened.
所以你看到这一个是一个怎么样的神？神。你要逃跑吗？你是逃不掉的。神用尽办法，你是没有办法逃，你还是回头的。
So what kind of God is this? You cannot flee from Him. He will do whatever it takes to bring you back.
所以不管你在哪里，如果神爱你的话，你是逃不出神的主权。
So no matter where you are, if God loves you, there's no way you can flee from His presence.
我们来看第三章。
Let's look at verse, chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
耶和华的话第二次临到约拿了。
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
你起来往尼尼城离大城去，向那个居民宣告我要吩咐你的话。这一次约拿就听话了，乖乖去传读去传神的话。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you. And this time Jonah obeyed, and he went there to preach God's word.
约拿就立刻进去传。你看到第四节，约拿就走进城，第一日就宣告说：“再等40日，尼尼微必倾倒。”
Jonah began to go into the city, verse 4, going a day's journey, and he called out, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
请问他是传祸音还是传福音
？Was he preaching good news or bad news？
一定是他去，你们一定要悔改了。今天没有人要传祸音，没有人要传审判，今天的人叫好消息，好消息。其实传好消息的人呢，可能就是一个假先知。如果神要你传审判，你就去传审判。结果呢，意外的，全部的人信主。
And Jonah went to preach judgment, then God's judgment will come upon them. Today, if people go around preaching good news all the time, that might be a false prophet. Because God may want us to be preaching judgment like Jonah. And so Jonah went and preached judgment, but...This is so surprising. All the people repented.
因为看到从国王到这个动物啊、牛啊、羊啊，都禁食祷告。
From the king, the highest king, to the lowliest animals, they all fasted and prayed.
你看第八节，人与牲畜都披上麻衣，人要求告神说，个人回头离开所行的恶，丢弃手中的强暴，或者神转意不发烈怒，死亡不至，灭亡也未可知。
Verse 8, let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth, and let them call out mightily to God. Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who knows, God may turn and relent and turn from his fierce anger.
其实这个就是真正的悔改。什么叫悔改？悔改不是口头上讲的话，悔改是真正离开罪恶，不再做这些坏事，全部离开。这个大恶之城，连国王都这样，这个是吓死人的，没有人，你讲没有人信的。结果呢，连国王到所有的这个官员，直到下到平民百姓，全部都悔改。世界上没有另外一种这样的事情发生。
And this is true repentance. True repentance is not just by professing with the mouth, but it has to be turning away from sin and forsaking all the evil deeds that has been done. So we find here a great city.From the king to all the subjects, they all repented, and it is such a great miracle that would ever have happened without God. And this is impossible and is unheard of.
请问你们哪一位有传福音这样虔诚的信主经历？我的教会很需要吗？
Who among you have preached the gospel and the whole city believe? My church needs you.
We need you badly.
we need you badly.
所以你看到这个是圆满结束，我们应该第三章完了就很开心了。来到第四章的时候，约拿很生气了。
This is supposed to be a happily ever after ending, when we come to the end of chapter 3. But no, when we come to chapter 4, we find an angry prophet.
为什么呢？其实你记得吗？刚才神的话临到约拿，约拿逃跑，然后但是第二段是无处可逃，逃来逃去逃不出来，然后神把他用大鱼吞噬，吞了之后他在深渊里面忏悔祷告，然后去传听从神的话，顺服完之后呢，人悔改了，应该结束了。现在约拿就非常非常抱怨，其实他非常生气神。
So we started with Jonah running away, but yet he had nowhere to run. And when he was swallowed up in the fish, he had a prayer from the deep. And after he went to preach the gospel, everybody repented from sin, and we ought to expect a happily ever after ending, but no, Jonah became angry and ended up debating with God.
我们如果相信这个愿啊，信主的人啊，应该是比 Billy Graham 还大，因为这个整个是整个体育场都容纳不下，因为这边的人，如果有些人解经下，估计这边可能有100万人在当中信主。
And in fact, if we think about Jonah over here, he would have been greater than Billy Graham in all his crusades combined, because Bible commentators have estimated that probably the population in Nineveh was close to 1 million people.
你看第四章第一节，这是大大这个院长大大不悦，就发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说？我知道你有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有公正的慈爱，而且后悔不降所招之爱，说我急速往他自去。”
And chapter 4 verse 1, it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, Oh Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. That's why he fled.
为什么愿呢逃跑？为什么他一听到之后赶快逃跑呢？
Why did he flee when he first received the word of God?
弟兄姐妹，我们有些人说，有些解经家说，哎呀，愿哪是一个不好的先知。
Some Bible commentators say Jonah was a bad prophet.
我告诉你，愿哪这个先知太好了，我还没见过一个比愿哪还好的先知。
Let me tell you, I have never met a better prophet than Jonah.
愿哪呢？他很了解神的、神说你去传祸因、传 judgment、传审判的时候，他说你叫我去传审判，我就知道你要设审判了。所以他很了解神。请问你逃跑是不是你很了解神，还是你很不了解神
？And so we know that Jonah is a very good prophet because he knew God very well. God told him to go and preach judgment, and he knew that God wanted to forgive the Ninevites.
所以神的目的就是要他去传什么呢？他知道这个神真的很好，为什么呢？他说你有恩典，有怜悯，恩典跟怜悯有什么不同？
And he knew that God is gracious and merciful, that's why he fled. But of course, we want to ask, what's the difference between grace and mercy?
Grace 这个恩典的意思是你不配有的，神给你，我们不配，他给，这个叫恩典。怜悯是你很痛苦的时候，他让你这个解清你的痛苦啊，这个叫做怜悯。
And grace is actually to give you what you do not deserve, while mercy is to give you
relieve you
of your pain and of your suffering.
而且他不轻易发怒，神是很有忍耐，不发怒。所以我知道你很 long suffering, 你这么忍耐，不降灾给他们，而且呢，你当他们悔改的时候，你一定会赦免他们。我知道你是这样的神，所以他不轻。
Slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, relenting from disaster. In other words, I know you so well, God. I know that you're going to forgive them if they repent. So that's why I don't go.
所以他很生气。
And he was angry.
他生气什么？
What was he angry about?
他生气神拯救这些人。
He was angry that God saved these people.
这些人要下地狱，神拯救他们，他反而生气。你说这个不是很讽刺？
These people were headed to hell.And Jonah was angry that God saved them from hell.
那么神耶和华神就告诉他说，你这样发脾气合理不合理？
And God then asked him, is it right for you to throw up a temper?
所以神很有理，很讲理，很温柔跟他讲这些话。
God is very gentle and very reasonable, and he questions Jonah.
然后来到第五节，他就说我要出城，我要去看到底神做什么。结果他去城东，就那边看神做什么。他就在那边，他有太阳，神就爱他，去使到一个蓖麻树长起来，替他遮阴。但是然后第一遮阴一天之后呢，第二天神就安排一条虫去把他的这个蓖麻树咬了，使他死了。所以这个一天遮阴，第二天呢，神使到热风一吹，他热起来了，他又生气了。
And so in verse 5 of chapter 4, Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east of the city, made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he should see what would become of the city. And God loved Jonah. He pointed a plant and it gave Jonah shade. But one day later, God appointed a worm to attack the plant, and the plant died. And because Jonah did not have shade, he was angry again.
所以耶拿又再生气了，请你看这一个第九节，神对耶拿说：“你因这蓖麻树发怒合理吗？”他说：“我发怒至死都，我死都合理。”这个第十节说，耶和华说：“这蓖麻树不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，你一夜发生，一夜干死，你还爱惜，何况这个尼尼微城是我不能够分辨左右手，有12万多人，还有许多的牲畜，我可以不爱惜吗？”
And verse 9, God said to Jonah, do you do well to be angry for the plant? Jonah said, yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die. And the Lord said, you pity the plant, for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in the night and perished in the night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle?
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他意思说你什么都没有做，第一呢，你又不是 你栽种的，第二又不是你培养的，那么一夜发生一夜干死你都爱惜。尼尼微城是我的创造，那些人都是神的创造，而且是神还给我们很多恩典培养我们，然后呢，这里呢还有不懂得分辨左右手的12万多，有12万婴孩，如果你统计婴孩在整个人口当中有多少的百分之比，你知道这个人口婴儿。他说我难道不爱惜这些吗？何况呢，你长这个蓖麻树是你有好处你就爱惜，其实我没有好处。他说你很自我，我这个叫做无私的爱，你这个叫做自私的爱。
And God said to Jonah about the plant. Jonah did not plant it, nor did he water and nurture it. Yet he was taking pity on the plant. And this is in contrast with God. God has pity on Nineveh because Nineveh would have inhabitants that are people made by God. God is the one who made everything, gave them grace. The 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left refers to children.And with the percentage of the people there, we could have a rough estimate how many people all these were made by God, and that's why he has love for them. He is also showing Jonah that Jonah is taking pity on the plant because he can benefit from the plant. Yet, that is a self-centered kind of love, but God had no benefit from these evil people from Nineveh, yet he loved them, and that's aselfless, sacrificial kind of love.
所以在这边给我们看见什么呢？神连罪人他都盼望他们悔改，盼望他们拯救，他们得拯救，盼望他们脱离死亡，要他们脱离，这个叫做无私的爱。
God has a selfless love that he has for sinners because he wants them to repent and he wants to save them from destruction.
来到新约的时候，主耶稣引用这段圣经的时候，他说什么呢？他说这个除了尼尼微城的这个约拿三日三夜在夜里，我们有别的神迹，就是说神要让你知道他就是那个牺牲的主，他牺牲自己要拯救所有这些背叛甚至抵挡他的恶人，他都要拯救。
And when we come to the New Testament, the Lord Jesus quoted from this passage that no other sign will be given to the Israelites except the sign of Jonah. This is to show them that God is a merciful God and he wants to save sinners.
所以约拿这样生气对吗？
So, does Jonah have reason to be angry?
所以我想这段圣经呢，或者约拿书的主题应该是 angry with God, angry at God, 或者是生气，向神生气。
And I think that the theme of this book of Jonah is angry at God.
其实应该更准确是向神的恩典生气。
And more accurately, it could be being angry with God's grace.
神越显恩典，他越生气。
The more gracious God is, the more angry Jonah became.
所以我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
是尼尼微城需要悔改，还是约拿需要悔改？
Does Nineveh need to repent or does Jonah need to repent?
你的答案是什么？
What is your answer?
所以这边这约拿书是告诉我们，神的爱是何等的长阔高深，他爱每一个人，他要每一个人都悔改。因为如果你知道，其实你知道的，你做罪，你做错的事情，你犯罪的时候，你心里害怕的，你知道将来必然有审判的。如果你今天不肯悔改，有一天你遇到这个事情的时候呢，可能太迟了，他就要你现在就悔改。
And indeed, the book of Jonah shows us how deep and how wide God's love is. And if you repent from your sins,His grace will definitely forgive you, but you cannot be procrastinating and waiting for a great big thing to happen to you. You need to repent today.
你看到十字架的时候，你看到什么？
When you look at the cross, what do you see?
很多人说我只看到神的爱。
Many people say, I see God's love.
我告诉你，十字架上，你不但看到神的爱，你还是看到神的公义。
Let me tell you, on the cross, you do not just see God's love, you also see God's justice.
因为耶稣如果不死，神就不能够审判所有的人。
Because if, unless Jesus dies, God cannot forgive everyone.
神在哪？那这个圣经里面讲说，神不以有罪为无罪。
The Bible says God will not count those who are sinful as sinners.
所以神必定要审判罪恶。那么尼尼微城的罪恶怎么办呢？
God will definitely punish sin. So what about the sin of Nineveh?
所以很多人说约拿书其实就是讲到神的公义，他必然他一定要审判尼尼微城。不过同时他也给尼尼微城悔改，这是神到神的恩典。
And many people say the book of Jonah speaks of God's justice because he will judge the city of Nineveh, but at the same time it shows his grace when he forgave them when they repented.
神可以赦免只有当我们悔改。
God will only forgive if we repent.
所以约拿书其实就是一本悔改的书。
So the book of Jonah is a book of repentance.
所以犹太人呢，只有在赎罪日的时候一定要读约拿书。
The Jews would always read the book of Jonah on the Day of Atonement.
其实这本书呢，你好好想，这本书真是非常的丰富。
This book is rich.
所以我盼望你再回去再好好读这本书。
So I hope that you will return and you will read this book carefully.
慢慢咀嚼，慢慢思想，慢慢默想里面的许多的意思。
Slowly chew on it and think about it and meditate upon its meaning.
你没有想到，神怎么可以这么怜悯跟约拿讲话？到底是应该是神很生气说约拿你怎么这么不听话，怎么这么不长进，怎么不明白我的心？但是神对他还是千般千依百顺，好好说，为什么你不明白我的意思？为什么你生气？你生气有理由吗？
How can God be so patient even with Jonah? Should not God have reason to be angry with Jonah for disobeying and for even being angry with God? But no, God relented and God was patiently counseling Jonah and asking him questions gently.
你知道吗？神是大有主权的神。
God is a sovereign God.
约拿书里面有很多大，你没有注意看，你去把那个大字讲了 great， 你去算出来。
And the book of Jonah is full of the word great. If you actually highlight it all and start counting.
他说尼尼微是大城。
Nineveh is a great city.
那么是有个大风吹来。
And there was a great wind.
他们有很大的害怕。
And they were filled with a great fear.
然后呢，有个大鱼。
There's a great fish.
然后很大的悔改。
And there's great repentance.
很多很多很多的大。
There's a lot of lots of great.
有一个东西很大，就是神真的很大。
And there's one thing great, which is God is great.
我们回到我们的主题。
We come back to our theme.
那个丈夫这样对待他的妻子，应不应该 圣灵啊。
Remember the husband who mistreated his wife, should she forgive him?
你说应该不应该？
Do you think she should or shouldn't?
你心目中是不是有一些人你很难原谅？
Are there people in your heart that you find difficulty in forgiving?
神是不是应该原谅你？
Should God forgive you?
很多时候我们神爱我们拯救我们的时候，是我们还在抵挡他的时候。
God loves us and saved us while we were still enemies.
神现在拯救了你，他要你去拯救你的敌人，拯救你不喜欢的人，拯救那些恶人。我们是不是像以色列一样还是不去？
God has saved you, God has forgiven your sins, and now he wants you to go and preach the gospel to the evil people. Are we just like the Israelites and refuse to go?
还是你愿意去把这堆福音，好像约拿这样，约拿书所讲的，要把神的福音传开出去？
Or are you willing to obey and to preach God's gospel to the people?
以西结书十八章二十三节说，主耶和华说，恶人之子岂是我喜悦的？我不喜悦他们回头离开所行的道而存活吗？
Ezekiel 18:23, God says, Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?
在这个十八章三十一节说，你们要将所犯的一切的罪恶尽力抛弃，做一个新心心灵以色列，你何必死亡呢？
Ezekiel 18:31, Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
我们每一个人都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们不知道你犯什么罪。
I do not know what sin you have committed.
但是我知道一件事情，神的恩典，神的爱大过你的罪，他一定能够赦免你。
But I know one thing is that God's love is bigger than your sin. As long as you're willing to repent, He can forgive you.
请问你的神有多大？
How great is your God?
你的神的恩典有多大？
How great is your God's grace?
我盼望你能够看到神的恩典真是很大。
I hope you can really see that God's grace is great.
让我们来敬拜他。
Let us worship Him.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your great love and your mercy upon us, for you sent your Son Jesus to die for us on the cross while we were yet sinners and while we were yet your enemies. We pray, O Lord, that we will not take this for granted, but that we would be willing, Lord, to be used by you and to be sent wherever you send us, to go wherever you send us, to do whatever you want us to do, even if it means to forgive the people who we cannot forgive, and to preach your word to the violence of all evil people. May we be willing to be used. And we thank you, Lord, for all this. In Jesus' name, Amen.